think when Glenn Jones lays the smack down on that nonsense world record and goes beyond deep, deep into uncharted territory, and then the World Broadcast Radio Network must bow before Glenn Jones and realize he is the king. Yeah!
I don't know. What will the world think when that happens?
I think they're going to kind of like it.
Yeah, they've been pretty excited so far. It's an excitable world out there.
And here's an IBJ member. You are?
Jim.
Jim, you're sweating up a storm here.
Damn right. I'm drinking a lot.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine.
What time did you get here?
About 11 o'clock.
You sleep well last night?
About 2 hours.
2 hours. Cool. I'm glad to hear it. I have a brother in solidarity down there.
What's that?
Yes, you do, Glenn. This is the last of the diehard IBJ members here in the rally. There's still some beer to drink. And the bad weather has broken, Glenn. I know that you're not aware of what's been going on. But
I can see it's sunny out.
Yeah, it's turned into a beautiful sunny spring day.
Yeah. As soon as I saw the sun, I figured, screw this, man. I want to go out.
Yeah, the gloom is over.
I want to go out and play.
And if anybody cares to converse with the mighty Glenn Jones, please step forward. Oh, here's the kid. Here's the kid who made up like a bandit.
Have
you decided what you're going to use your $10 for yet?
He's got a shirt that says Go Jones.
What?
You won the $10 that we threw out at the crowd before, right?
Yeah.
Have you decided how you're going to spend your $10?
No.
What are the options? What are you thinking of?
I don't know.
White Castle, a book, a toy?
A book.
Like what? What are you thinking of getting?
Chapter book.
Ooh, a chapter book.
I'll give him...
What music have you been listening to lately?
What?
What kind of music have you been listening to the last week or month or so?
I don't know.
Any CDs or tapes or anything that you listen to?
No.
You listen to Jones on the radio, am I right? He doesn't need CDs, Jones.
I wouldn't think so.
He's got your radio show. Okay, Jones, what's the next track you're going to play up there?
Oh, I don't know. This is WFMU East Orange, WSHD Mount Hope, by the way. Worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. I'm going to go back and play with my records.
My headphones have been cut off, so I can't hear you.
Oh, really? I guess somebody, maybe I tripped over it or something. Ken lost his headphones, but that's okay. Jones is going to do it. There is no question about that. It is not a concern. Doesn't concern me at all. Here are the Cars. Tonight She Comes.
Comes. rising in my mind. Why does she keep me hanging? One more time.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Those are the Cars. Tonight She Comes. Here on this Sunday, May 27th at 5 p.m. The hour's ticking away, which is a good thing.
Station ID?
Yeah, I did one actually. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. You can check out our video stream, www.wfmu.org/Jones. You can watch us at any given time. Sometimes we put on puppet shows while I'm on break. There was a puppet show put on this morning, an impromptu puppet show, and you get to see all sorts of action. Here is Rufus with Tell Me Something Good.
Stop.
Jonesy, the Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it. I'm going to read some emails, I think. I haven't done this in quite some time. I am still exhausted. I was nervous for you at first, but I finally got the feeling. I know you can do it. But when will you be nervous for me? Timed at 2:54 a.m., but I guess that can mean anything because it took that long to get here. Jonesy, in the eyes of those who know you, you are already a winner. With a simple twist of fate, you are the chosen one. Thank God for WFMU, Freeform Radio, and you love from your friends and fans forever. Zoe and Dave. Jonesy, why not play some cuts from the National Lampoon's Radio Hour? I don't know. Why? Would be a better question. Jonesy, who's the lady in red on the webcam? Is that Hope? If so, I would mount Hope. Good luck, my friend. Ah, lady in red. Oh, I know who you mean. But that's not nice. This is from Bart Plantanga. Excellent. Now that's why I'm reading these things. On the off chance that I get something from Bart. I think there's a page of it missing. Well, I'll read what I can. Dear Glenn Jones, I knew you when you were an upright guy, upright as a vacuum cleaner, determined to keep the world clean of greed, envy, false pride. Let us say I knew you when. When you have taken upon yourself now, what you have taken upon yourself now can only be taken on by the biggest of men, Eisenhower, McCarthy, Evel Knievel, Bert Lahr, Elian Gonzalez. Elian Gonzalez. These are the names I think of now when I think of Jonesy, and to think he began as an ordinary DJ like myself. But I now must walk, if not crawl, under the shadow he casts as a spinner of wax in the leagues of Spartacus. He is the Spartacus of spin. Yes. This comes to you from one of your radio-making brethren in Amsterdam. You stole my underwear, then you stole my gal, and then you... I didn't steal her, man. You gave her to me. And then you stole my self-esteem. But now I see it was all for a higher purpose. You've earned all that you, then it cuts off. So you've earned all. Let's leave it at that. Thanks, Bart. I appreciate that. It's always nice to hear from folks who you haven't seen in so many years. Bart Plantanga, former staff member here at WFMU. Hope you haven't started seeing smoke come off people's heads yet. That's the worst. Glad to see X-Ray finally made it. Where the heck has he been anyway? He's been invited. You've got it in the bag, baby. Oh, yeah. Be sure to get somebody to tape Living in America on Bravo Tuesday night for you. All about the 50s era radio and Paolo. Tuesday night. Yeah, I'll still be on the air, probably, if I have my way. I am a native New Jersey resident living in Scottsdale, Arizona. I used to listen to your station while living in New Jersey. Just wanted to let you know that Glenn made the news all the way out in Arizona. Wish him the best of luck breaking the Guinness World Record for longest radio program. I've been listening to you since Friday morning. We are all for you. Which wind are you on? Second? Third? Let's see. One, two, maybe the third. We'll be with you tomorrow. See you in a few hours. Brendan, Amy, and Karen, rock on. Thank you. Jonesy, I've been giving thought to the final hours as you count down to break the record in the last couple of minutes. Right before you break the record, I think Hawkwind's 10 Seconds of Forever, followed immediately afterward by Sonic Attack, would be great. You know, I appreciate your suggestion, Paul. But I got to tell you, I did the time, so I'm choosing the rhyme. I'll figure out which song I'm going to play when the time comes. Jonesy, express and specific well-wishing for the successful completion of your historic undertaking. Ordinarily, I would refuse to wish DJs well because they refuse to ID songs or they blather too much. You, however, always ID. This shows how well this guy knows me. You hear this, Bill? Ordinarily, I refuse to wish DJs well, but they refuse because they refuse to ID songs. They blather too much. Yes, however, you always ID songs, the guy says to me. Now, you've obviously only been listening to me since Friday because I'm the one DJ on this radio station that doesn't give any playlist whatsoever. But I appreciate your good thoughts. Stay strong. Be well, Mr. Brent. See, now I'm getting arrogant. Now I'm like, you know, before I was reading it, oh, I'm so touched. Now I'm talking back at the emails. Wake up. Love you, Jones. Keep on going till Tuesday. IBJ all the way. Jonesy, I've been enjoying the big stunt. I can't believe that I have had my radio on all day, still tuned in. But it was killing me that you sounded like someone, and it finally hit me. Drew Carey, you both seem to have the same build and a distinct nasal twang. If you start getting bored, can you just do a show of Whose Line Is It Anyway, and we'll all play along? Hey, thank you for continuing to be a ray of sunshine on this dreary weekend. I was wondering if you have given any thought to what your closing song will be tomorrow. Continued good luck, Debsy. I don't know yet. I don't really know. It's going to be good, though. Really enjoy FMU, and I'm having an excellent Sunday afternoon listening to you. Keep at it. Brooklyn is behind you. Hey, Jones, remember the episode of Superman where the crook had sealed himself in a lead cube and is waiting out the Statue of Limitations for his crime? But Superman gets the Admiral in charge of the U.S. Naval Atomic Clock to advance time, thus causing the crook to come out early and get busted? Yes, I do remember that episode, as a matter of fact. Well, I hope you keep such things in mind. How about the Siamese Cat song from the Aristocrats, followed by I Got Caught in My Eye by the Germs, as a means of channeling the spirit of TKF to further your effort? Tom in West Orange. I'm sure TKF is rooting for me. Jonesy, you have played the soundtrack to our Sunday afternoons for many, many years. My husband is a loyal fan, but I must confess I can barely tolerate you. You have an uncanny knack for playing the most irritating music from the 70s and the worst of the 80s. Every song I loathed in my youth and hoped to never hear again. Viola. Voila. It's like you are inside my head, and yet somehow I still enjoy listening to you. My husband is down at the rally right now, and it's my chance to turn off the radio, but I just can't. Your attempt to break the world record is not why I'm listening. It's your spirit, your personal struggle, and your will to prevail. I am with you, although I can scarcely believe it myself. It can't be the music, Jonesy. Seasons in the Sun, Spinal Tap. I can't believe people are tuning you in for that. Well, they are. People tune me in for that. Good luck to you on your quest, Jones. You are deserving of the recognition, but please play something recorded in this century. Oh, geez, yeah, I'll play something recorded in this century, so you want something from this year, right? A reluctant fan, Nancy, if you read this on the air, please say hi. No, I'm not gonna. You're mean to me. Jones, I don't Uh-huh. Bring on the masseuse.
Lee is all set.
Lee
is
here.
I've got to move into
a different chair.
Ken, the email. I mean email, Ken. They said they liked me, but they didn't really. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great to see you again.
I'm still here.
You're looking pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
I might have to take your shoes off later after this one so I can be your foot.
I don't know if you want to touch these feet. I only wash them with a towel. Ow.
Feel good. Jonesy, feel good. Jonesy, stay up. Stay up late. Jonesy, go break record tomorrow.
I guess I'll continue to read as you hurt me. Because it does hurt.
Sure.
Well, but it's a good thing somehow. It's invigorating. It wakes me up. Makes me be able to continue onward. Now, I think every college DJ in the country, after he sees the massive attention that we've gotten here, is going to propose to his program director. He's going to walk into the office. He's going to say, I saw this thing. If you let me break the record and stay on the air for 157 hours and beat this guy's record, we're going to get lots of attention and we're going to be on the Today Show and everything. And some program director is going to fall for it. And they're going to try it. And they're not going to get all the attention that we got because we got it first. And the networks are going to get tired of that. They'll get some attention. But they're you know, unless you're doing it in New York like we are, and you do it right like we are, you're not going to get that kind of attention. That's my opinion anyway. But how many of these radio stations that can do it, because commercial stations, they can't put that kind of time aside. How many stations are going to have loyal listeners like Lee come here or come to their station and massage them when they're in the final hours, when they're experiencing aches and pains? I don't think many. How many people are going to have like the entire staff behind them and have staff members serving as their left hand and their ear and providing them with music when they can't move, and pointing to the right button? You know, it's just going to be some kid in the control room. And they're not going to have this sort of support. That's the remarkable thing about this. That's the thing that touches me the most. Get it? Touches me the most? I'm getting a massage. Oh, these guys are great out here. They drink your beer, then they shout obscenities up at you. I bet half of them don't even know what the station is. They just saw the party in the keg. Jones, I don't think I heard you say how long past the world record you intend to stay on. Just a minute, or will you extend the record by hours? I'll certainly stay on for hours. I don't know how many hours. This is fascinating. Now my arm is extended, and my fingers are clutched and are being stretched and pulled and bent in various directions. What's that?
I'm admiring your ring.
Oh, yeah, that's my fake Barnabas Collins ring. See, I'm not really Barnabas Collins. But you get that from the Dark Shadows fan club. And Michelle Bargain Bin Burke gave me that before the start of the event. It gave me superpowers, you know. So how was the party out there?
Oh, it's great. Still going.
Yeah?
The sun came out. There's no clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just remarkable. I think everyone's going to stay most of the night out there.
Probably. If not, I think some of them will come back early in the morning. So what exactly are you doing right now?
I'm sort of shaking up here.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking it back to life.
It does bring you back to life.
It just sort of energizes your muscles, your tissues here, just sort of getting the blood flowing.
It does strangely bring you back to life. I was practically collapsed the other day, yesterday when you did it. I like how you just take the hand, too, and then when you're done with it, you put it back, you know?
I'm considerate.
Jonesy here, breaking the record.
Ken, can we get someone in here to cut my hair so I look nice for KD Korek tomorrow?
You want a haircut tonight?
I'm afraid to cut my hair. That could be my strength.
I'll make it happen if you want it.
We'll have to see about it. Only if there's only one man I would let cut my hair, and I've never had him cut my hair before, and that would be
my wife. Hank cuts my hair.
Really?
She'll cut your hair. She's a great barber.
Hmm.
But how come you've gotten less sleep than I have, and I can't even think of the word barber?
Because the sleep is what ruins it for you. I swear to God, there's something about just not going to sleep at all. When you put me in that little room tonight and you tell me to take my 5-minute nap, that's where I'm going to blow it. I say no nap tonight. Ah. Jonesy's coming back to life as we speak. It's kind of like he's kind of doing what Chief J Strongbow would do to you after he put you in the sleeper hold and knocked you out. Because he had to wake you back up. Massage on the radio.
Got some more emails?
Yeah, I got some emails. I figure there's nothing wrong with dead air, though. We got, you know, so many hours. We can extend our dead air. It's so many more hours than a regular shift that you can multiply your dead air segments by that amount. Jones, I don't think I heard you say how long past the world record you intend to go. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. I might just keep going. The thing is, you don't want to go off in the middle of the night. If you start an overnight, you want to finish it. Don't you agree, Ken?
Yeah, so that means you're going till at least Tuesday morning.
To at least Tuesday morning. But you wouldn't want to get to Wednesday. And
I say we see how you're feeling Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Well, you can go to Tuesday night. But the thing is, once you start an overnight shift, you have to finish it.
You said that you wanted to make it at least until after midnight Monday night.
I did say that.
So if you're going to do that, you might as well go to
you
Tuesday
might as well
morning.
Go to the morning. This is true.
And then see how you feel Tuesday morning.
I have a feeling I'll float right on through tomorrow because I'll be so excitable by the fact that we will have achieved the goal. We'll have that broken
Don't
the record.
Forget. The guy who set the world record for sleeplessness stayed up for 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can do 5 or 6. No problem.
This is true. So you think I should just keep on going? Have you spoken to... have you had a preliminary discussion with the staff members?
Not yet.
Or do you...
But the response from the staff, just as from the listeners, is overwhelmingly positive.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only person who could have pulled this off, Jones.
Do you think Nakam would really? He actually said he would do it last night, but I don't know if he thought we were joking. Do you think Nakam really would choose Jewish music for me and let me?
I don't know,
DJ.
I can have Nakam killed.
Now you should suspend yourself for saying that. When does Nakam return? Wednesday morning, right?
Nakam is due to return Wednesday morning, but he would be more than happy to choose the music for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fine.
But I would also have to...
you would have to announce it.
Lead the show, yeah. I mean, Nakam would have
That's
to
fine.
Take a...
Okay, you want to start preparing for Nakam's show for Wednesday morning?
Give him a call.
Let's start preparing. The big superstar of Jewish music is, repeat after me, Shlomo? Karl Bach.
Shlomo Karl Bach.
Yeah, he'll be giving you a lot of Shlomo Karl Bach to play.
So they play more than... That's like their Sinatra? They play multiple cuts?
Yeah. Shlomo Karl Bach is their Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another guy.
Okay, Shlomo...
Who's their Tony Bennett.
Uh-huh.
His name is Mordecai.
Ben.
David.
Mordecai Ben David. Yeah. Now, how do you do the thing?
You know, like you're in seventh grade and you're trying to act tough.
Uh-huh. Mordecai.
Yeah,
Mordecai.
There you go.
Mordecai.
Yeah, like you're about to spit.
Mordecai.
Then you got Country Yossi.
Country Yossi? That sounds like an easy one.
And the Mitzvah Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all you need to know. And that's I just picked from those three artists.
It sounds like a good deal to me. I kind of dig his opening scene theme that we played last night. Well, let's give Nachum a call.
I'll do it right now.
Keep on going.
Oh, wait a second. There's some Jewish holiday. The sun's still out. Maybe I can still reach him. Jewish holiday doesn't start until sundown.
Mm-hmm. Now I can go to, well, I guess I can always quit my job and just keep on going. I was going to say I have to be at work on Friday.
Yeah, you can just quit your job and sell the movie rights to this event.
The movie rights. I don't know if there's going to be any, Ken.
Yeah, Jack Black has already agreed to play you.
Jack Black? Who's he?
Yeah.
I never go to movies.
He was in High Fidelity. Did you see that movie?
No. Yeah. Rockets Red Glare.
Rockets Red Glare. You better read some more email.
Okay. Jones, I don't think I heard... okay, I read this one like six times already. Jones. This hits for you, man. Jonesy, many years ago when I was also young and foolish, I attempted the same thing that you are now.
Can I put you on hold?
Okay, you want to talk to Nachum on the air?
Sure.
Okay, he's on hold on line 7.
Go put Nachum's call on the air.
Hey, Nachum.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So far, so good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking good. Feel very strong.
The rally sounded fantastic.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that had the best signs.
Super.
Best signs, and I got to keep a lot of them. They brought a lot of them up here.
They'll be taking them straight to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
They actually will. Ken Beck from the Museum of TV and Radio was here, and he said if we make it, we get archived into the museum.
Fantastic.
So we'll be famous.
You sound chipper. You sound super.
Yeah, I really feel super, and I just had the super massage.
Ah, right.
So that helps a lot.
Keep them there for Wednesday morning.
Yes, I will. It was a pleasure to have you on the show last night. That was a lot
thanks.
Of fun.
I got an email, a letter from somebody who was tuned in last night.
A lot of people commented to me that they thought it was hysterical, and they thought that you were very funny.
Oh, thank you.
And I did as well. And they said that it was so obvious that we were both so happy to be doing it together, and that it wasn't just like we were at the station together and we were doing a formal thing, you know?
Oh, we share that love of radio, Jonesy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about people with a passion for radio. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Yeah, and I guess it's because you understand. You can understand each other. You understand, you know, why we each understand why we do it.
Well, it was an honor to be there. What are the odds of me feeding you music Wednesday morning?
Are you willing to do it?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Let's see. What day is today? Sunday?
What day is
Monday?
Today?
Yeah, I forgot already. I swear.
Yeah, it's still Sunday. I'll be out of commission for 2 days, and then back into action late Tuesday night.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think it can be done.
Oh, that'd be super. Chris, you think anybody would dare to try to match you on this one?
That would be the cool thing, if you just eclipsed it so nobody could ever do this again.
Ooh.
And then you truly would be in history. I mean, I've received all these emails that said you're going to be in history, but that's, you know everyone and their mother's going to try it after the media attention we got.
Well, Jonesy, look how many have tried to beat DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak and can't do it.
But that's because it's so good. So like you say, we would have to eclipse the record.
It's one of those records that'll stand forever.
And put it out of reach of everybody.
Yeah. I think it's only right that you go for it. And listen, while we're talking about it, how about Thursday morning show?
Thursday morning too? What the hey? See, it has to be taken by ear, though, you know?
It has to do what?
Taken by ear, you know. You have to decide on the fly.
Oh yeah, we'll play it by ear. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can make a last minute decision.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what kind of Jewish music you like. Do you like the Middle Eastern stuff? Do you like the American stuff? The modern stuff? The Hasidic stuff? You got to make some decisions.
I like the American stuff. One of my favorite things I ever heard you play was Puff the Kosher Dragon.
Do you like?
Yeah. Do you still play that?
We'll dig that out.
Now, Ken's going to answer that question. One second, we're going to. Get Ken's IFB and microphone clipped on.
Nachum, I can't hear you, but the stuff that you should pick out for Jones for Wednesday morning would be the parody stuff. You know, Jewish parodies of well-known rock, classic rock tunes, all that stuff, and just the more rock-oriented stuff, but especially the parody. Is he there?
Yeah, what did you say, Ken? Say it one more time. I just didn't realize I couldn't hear you over the phone.
Yeah, sorry. He wants the, it would be best to give him the parody material.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah,
stuff like schlock rock and variations.
Schlock
and
rock, exactly. The Jewish versions of the reggae tunes.
Right. Oh, you're a sucker for that.
The Jewish versions of the Love and Spoonful tunes.
Yeah, it's sort of like Weird Al meets Mordechai Ben David.
Exactly.
We were just, well, actually, I guess you heard that.
What?
I was going to say we were just talking about Mordechai.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
But I figured you must have heard it before you called in.
No, I got a call from someone that said, turn on FMU.
Oh, really? Ah, yeah, Ken was just teaching me about all the, all the artists that I would have to be familiar with.
Well, Jonesy, you're learning from the best. Ken knows his stuff by heart.
Yeah, he said Mordechai was a big one.
Oh, yeah. And Shlomo Kalbach, you ever hear of him?
Yeah, well, Ken just told me about him, too.
Oh, so you really do know the whole
thing,
right?
I'm already gearing up.
This is crazy for you not to last till Wednesday morning. Now, at this point, you're all prepared.
This is true. All I have to do is stay up for 4 days.
Well, good luck, man.
Thanks a lot, Nachum.
We are rooting for you. Don't forget the prayers are out there, and we know you're going to keep going strong. And by the way, I keep speaking to my friends in Australia, and they tell me over the next 14 hours you're very smooth.
Very smooth?
Yeah, they already heard the 14 hours.
Oh, really?
You know, they're in Australia.
Oh, that's right, because they're ahead of us.
So they said you sound great and you'll last perfectly.
Okay, that's good. Did they let you? Well, I get if you can keep checking in with them every 14 hours or so and find out if I'm still there, then we can start planning ahead by, say, sometime late Tuesday afternoon.
Well, I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Good luck, Jonesy.
Thanks very much, Nachum.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Nachum Siegel, WFMU's Nachum Siegel. Whose good prayers have brought us through here. Wow, it's tomorrow morning, isn't it? That's great. It's almost 6 o'clock, and it's tomorrow morning. I can hear Ken making plans for the press in the background as we speak. I heard him say we will let in as much press as we can possibly fit. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay, very good. I'll tell him.
Get his arms.
What are we doing?
Lee's going to massage your arms, and I'm going to hold your email.
You're going to hold my email? Ow. I have to stand up. What do I do?
Put your headphones on.
Put my headphones on. How are you going to change the tape, Cam, with one hand and hold my email with the other? Live massage on the air. Ow, excellent. My legs are getting done. I'm speechless. This feels good.
I got it. I'll watch that. Just get the tape.
They are now working on my legs. Ken is serious. He wants me to stay on until next month. I told you, let's just shoot for August. The summer schedule hasn't been announced yet. Why don't we just put Jones on every slot? And I'll go to him dead.
Too late. It was announced.
Oh, it was announced?
Yep.
See? I'm out of the loop. They print me up every possible email except the email that said the schedule. Jonesy, many years ago when I was also young and foolish, I attempted the same thing you are now, although it was way before I got on the radio. I think I made it to 70 hours, and I just wanted to warn you about something. At around the 60-hour mark, around midnight tonight, the bats will appear. Oh, it's from KBC, so he's serious. At about the 60-hour mark tonight, around midnight, the bats will appear. Big, red, ill-mannered guys with sharp teeth, some of them in flames. What you can do is just to start screaming loud and long. You may want to do this off mic. If that doesn't get rid of them, my advice is to start flapping your arms to try to fool them into thinking you're one of them. Keep it up for a few minutes. If that fails to get rid of them, you can always go back to screaming. Good luck, man. You're an inspiration to us all. We love you. KBC Radio. Thank you, KBC, for scaring the hell out of me. The bats are going to come. Just when I thought I made it. Just when I thought I made it. The bats are going to come. Hey, Jones, I'm sure old Blue Eyes is up there smiling down on you, especially now during your regular time slot where you honored the great men the great man so many times. Hats off to you, Jones, and ring-a-ding-ding, listener volunteer Mark. I wonder if the people using our video stream goes up when I'm receiving a massage. I wonder if that's a voyeuristic thing. Wow, I haven't shaked like this since I used to go to Aldo's. Since I had that. See, now my brain's dead again. What do they call that when you, like a tick or something? When part of your chin, your cheek starts to move and your leg starts to shake uncontrollably? Mr. Jones, way to go. Less than 24 hours to go to bring the record back home to the USA, baby. You're making us all proud. Keep it up. All the best and stay tuned always. Sean and Cindy, what will you do to top this stunt? Leave radio? Nah, you didn't fall for that one, did you? I don't know. I don't think there's nothing I can do to top this stunt. Dear Mr. Jones, we forgot to inform you an additional rule which must be followed for your marathon to be official. You must do the entire thing while standing on your head. Thank you, sir. Alec Guinness. First, congratulations. You made it to the 53-hour mark. Your cognitive functioning is slowing. You're slurring your words. Coffee, cigarettes, and nothing will keep you awake. Nothing will keep me awake? See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. You know, I think this is the one email I want to reply to. I've got one word. I've got two words for them. Can you guess what they are, Ken? Yeah. Will you go reply for me? Sorry I couldn't make it to the rally, but I'm keeping an eye on you. All us croakers are pulling for you. It's pretty sick, you know. What you're doing may be the best, the greatest radio of all time. The ghost of Joey Ramone. Play some Susie Quattro, says Joey. Jones, Kiss invented sleep. Gene Simmons. Jones, all this exercise is making me very tired. I know a certain someone who can't wait till tomorrow morning. Katie Couric. Jones, come home. Katie Couric. Jonesy, all the eyes of the world and even Mr. Soma's are now upon you. Carney salutes you. All the graduates of Carney get high. The Carney Avenue characters like Zuki Jr. and Lickum and every other gutter snipe. And you well know that there are many this town has ever produced who wait in eager anticipation of your glorious victory. Carney will be with you forever, as we know you will be with us. Play some more TV sound and let them spread the sound of Carney around the world. Now carry on. We love you. It must be accomplished. It will be accomplished. I will play some more TV sound. Am I done now? I'm sitting again? Still working on my arms.
Just a bit of stretching. In fact, you should do it yourself.
Okay.
With both arms.
Okay, both arms. Just stretch up.
Yeah, pull your right arm over your back like this.
Right? Right arm over my back like this. Let's see. This one's my right arm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just hold the stretch.
Uh-huh.
And then do the other side.
Do the other side. This is like exercise on the radio. This is rather strange. I can do that.
And in front of you.
Here we go.
Then shake out.
Shake out. Like this. Boy, it makes you feel silly, doesn't it?
Well, that's the point.
How long did it take before
exercise
you stopped feeling silly?
Be anything but silly. That's why you need music to do this.
Yeah, I guess I should be playing music, huh?
And head rotation slowly.
Ooh, head rolls. I learned that from Mr.
Very
Soma.
Slowly.
Okay. Jonesy. Jonesy.
And the hat's off.
Jonesy.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
In front of you if you want.
The front? Like, I don't know. What are you doing?
You're actually grabbing your elbow and just pushing it back towards your back.
Like that.
And then you always shake out.
Then you shake out. What's the point of shaking out? Everyone's trying to get me to flap like a bat.
Well,
the A-mail guy was trying to do that too.
I mean, it helps. I mean, if your any muscles are tight, you know, this is the best way to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like a fool.
Looking like a fool. Okay, like this?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and you definitely need just to walk around a bit.
Walk around. Uh-oh. And that's it. Thanks again.
Thank you. Good luck.
It's a pleasure.
I'm very supportive of you. You can do it.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
You made it happen when I break the record.
No,
seriously.
No,
there were times when I was conking out just yesterday, and you brought me back to life. I probably would have got back to life anyway, but it
yes,
brought me
could.
Back to life much, much
just
quicker.
Keep these thoughts in mind this evening.
Okay, I will.
And shake.
Shake.
Shake it out.
Okay. Thanks very much.
It'll happen.
Cool. I'd like one now.
Now Greg wants one.
maybe I can start working.
Yeah, you can get a full-time job at WFMU. They pay very well. Thanks again to Lee.
You're very welcome.
Jonesy, we're hopelessly devoted to you. If you could play this tune, please do. Bye-bye. Where is Billy Weedo? Happy birthday to Billy in Clifton. See you. June 10th, wearing scarlet. June 10th, of course, is when we have our victory party, the Swinging Neck Breakers and the Flesh Tones live at the Loop Lounge. And that will be a gas, a stone-cold gas at that. Oh, thanks to Diane Kamikaze for giving up this time slot and allowing us to go for the gold. To go for the record. To go for the belt, I should say. And now, we'll get back to the email. But we have to shake out. So while we're... what better music to shake out than America's number one... America's best unsigned band, Reno's Men. And here is your man. And that would be me, right? Because everyone says, I'm the man.
And you, Ken. I'm the man, Ken.
Reno's man. You're the man. Or, I'm sorry, Reno's man. You're man. Dig this, man. These guys are great.
And that would be Reno's Men. And I Want to Be Your Man. Now we'll go to the Beach Boys. Heroes and Villains.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time.
Oh,
And that's the Beach Boys, Heroes and Villains. And here we have The Who with I Am the Face. The Who, or the High Numbers, if you will.
If you want it, yeah. All the others are third class tickets by me, baby, is that clear? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? So many times I'm seeing hard, but yet I'm hard to see. If you want it, I'm the face if you want it, yeah. All the others are third class tickets by me, baby, is that clear?
Jonesy. The Who, or the High Numbers, if you will, with I'm the Face. And here, the Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
The road is long. Oh, It's a long, long road. From which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share?
Jonesy, he ain't heavy, he's my brother, the Hollies. And here are the Replacements. Can't hardly wait. I can't hardly wait, man. It's 6 o'clock now. And 12, 13, 14, a lot of hours. But not too many. Jonesy can't hardly wait. The Replacements. Not to blow the dress again. The Replacements. Can't hardly wait. Jonesy here, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web. The last man standing. That's what they call me. And I'm still standing. I'm actually standing as we speak. The massage did wonders again. Maybe I'll treat myself to another O'Doul's this evening, or one of the other non-alcoholic beers that people have brought me. Here are the Psychedelic Furs with Imitation of Christ. Imitation of Christ by the Psychedelic Furs. And here is Ecstasy. Ecstasy. I am, in fact, slurring my words. Ecstasy by the... Oh, that's a tough one with all those S's. Listen to that. Ecstasy by the Raspberries. Raspberries. Jonesy here, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and we're going for the world record for continuous broadcast, the Guinness World Record. And we began to slur our speech a couple of days ago, or a day ago. The days just go on. And the days run away like wild horses over the hills, says Jones. Here is Elvis Presley. And this one is called 20 Days and 20 Nights.
My home up in the hills, far behind me. I left my wife with unpaid bills. She can't find me. I'm crying out the world for size. Find that it's not paradise, it's lonely. Whoa. Now for 20 days and 20 nights I've been alone, and that ain't right without her. City ways are strange to me. I can't make it, for it's not like it ought to be, and I can't take it. I've got to face the truth one day. A man can always run away from trouble. Now for 20 days and 20 nights I've been a fool, and that ain't right without her. One day soon I'm going back. Will she still mind me? I've been out of line and off the track, but that's behind me. I fooled around and did it well, but I just couldn't ring the bell without her. No, it's taken 20 days and 20 nights to prove me wrong and make her right. 20 days and 20 nights I was wrong and she was right, all alone.
"20 Days and 20 Nights" by Elvis Presley. And here is "Poke Salad Annie," also by Elvis Presley.
Yeah, Lord. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little story so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green, and everybody calls it poke salad. And that's poke salad. Hut, two, three, four, hut, hut. Learn in the army. Anyway, I used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper. Just about all they had to eat, but they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean,
lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Oh, Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a toast sack. Poke salad, Annie, yeah, got you granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on a chain gang. Suck a little foot sack.
Oh.
Her daddy was lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. Fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Fresh old salad, Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Oh, you suck a little salad, you know what need. Suck a little suck a little. No one need a meal, man. Suck a little. Suck a little.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jonesy. Poke Salad Annie. I just got to sign my first breast. I signed two t-shirts and a breast. That's pretty good.
So what did we hear?
Too bad I didn't sign two breasts and a t-shirt, right? That would be even better. We are going to this one, which is The Young Rascals, Good Lovin'. No, that's not The Young Rascals.
Okay.
Good Lovin'.
I'll warn Glenn.
This is I Ain't Gonna Eat Out My Heart Anymore by The Young Rascals.
Your lips to tantalize, sure. Yeah! You can get any man you want going, and you do it. And don't say you don't know, you do it. I love you.
That's the Young Rascals. Ain't gonna eat my heart out anymore. Ain't gonna eat out my heart anymore, actually. Eddie Brigati was on the show. He was cool. He was a nice guy. And this is the rep. Well, actually, we're not ready for that. Read a couple of emails. What is the name call sign of the British Columbia radio station simulcasting The Run? I might have that written here someplace. No, he wouldn't know. They called at a different point. I'll look for that. I did write it down someplace. I'll put this aside and let you know. Hey, Jonesy, keep on going. Play some Sex Pistols, Dave. Sounds good to me. Oh, yeah, Jonesy, bring WFMU to the world. You are, and it's about time. We know that the world will never get its hooks into WFMU, though. Please play Dylan's Mr. Jones when you feel the time is right. We're with you as long as it takes. Long-timers, Joe and Gene, give our love to all the ralliers in the parking lot from a whole bunch of fans in Mount Hope. Go, man, go. Jonesy, I was wondering if you got any death threats yet. As you know, many of this country's great record breakers may have been faced with all kinds of zany threats. It happened to Maris, happened to Hammer and Hank. Even if some folks want to kill you, I hope you achieve your objective and don't get murdered. If it pleases you, sir, would you play Willie Nelson's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow? If I can get 15 minutes alone in the record library, I would. But then they'd make me take naps in my 15 minutes. And they locked me in the bathroom. Yeah, baby, we're with you all the way. Love, Ashton, 22 months old. Here are pictures of me superimposed. Oh, no, these are pictures of me running. This is pictures of me from the feed today. Cool. It is a biological fact that chewing a large hunk of gum activates the large masseter muscles of the jaw, which extend from your jaw to almost the top of your head. This greatly stimulates the blood flow to your brain. You can stick the gum behind your ear when you speak. Good luck, Elliot and Andrea. Yeah, except, like, as I said, I lost control of the right side of my tongue. Dear Glenn, when you see the Knights of the Mirrors, you must remember that you, my lord, are Don Quixote and must not give in to their illusion. Kick some ass. We will be your Sanchos. Hang in there. And let us not forget what happened to Don Quixote when he went up against the Knight of the Knight of the Mirrors.
30 seconds to break time.
30 seconds to break time. X-Ray brings a big dose of mad love to the man. The show goes on and on and on. Request Fight the Power or anything by Chuck D. I'm watching you. Hey, the website says DSL or higher for video, but I'm getting it on my crummy 56K phone line, and Jones is now or will soon be the all-time radio king. All hail Jones. I will take my break momentarily, and this is The Replicants with Just What I Needed.
Talking in your sleep. Hey, that was Not the Cars, and I am not Glenn Jones. I'm PGB. This is WFMU. Glenn Jones is on one of his much-deserved breaks. He's about 4 minutes into his break right now. He's going for the Guinness Book of World Records in case you have been under a rock all weekend. Don't know what he's been doing. He started Friday morning, and he's going to break the record tomorrow morning at roughly 10:33, around that time, and then he'll break the record. He's going to go on and on and on and on after that. So that wasn't the Cars. Who was it? It was the Replicants. Everyone's been walking here and asking me who that is. It's a great cover version. And that was just what I needed, of course, by the Replicants. We're going to go next to something else that is not the original artist. And we're going to hear the Cazuz Brothers. Take it away. More Glenn, but Glenn is on break. I'm PGB. We weren't listening to Otis Redding there, and you're not listening to Glenn Jones right now. He's on break. I'm PGB. This is WFMU. We're going to hear something else this is not Bruce Springsteen coming up here. And stick to it. Glenn will be back in about 7 minutes.
In the day we sweated out in the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory in suicide machines. Baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. 'Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Beyond the heavy palace power drones, scream down the boulevard. spot. Girls comb their hair in the rearview mirror, and the guys try to look so hot. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight, in an everlasting kiss, yeah.
That was cool. Of course, that wasn't Bruce Springsteen, and I am not Glenn Jones. I'm PGB. This is WFMU. Glenn is on one of his much-deserved breaks. We heard Big Daddy there on the album Cutting Their Own Groove. That was Born to Run, of course. Who wrote that? Oh, yeah, it was Bruce Springsteen, yeah. Let's see. Jones is going to be back in about 3 minutes or so. I don't know what they're doing to him now, whether they're bathing him or shampooing him or what, but he really deserves the break. And I'm going to play something else, and this is coming up right here. This is Not the Wings.
Back. I am more than technically back on. I am back with CD in hand.
Track two.
I wonder if people are going to show up tomorrow morning because it's a holiday.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you work here. You'll actually get in. And here is Powder Finger by Neil Young.
Look out, mama, there's a white bird coming up the river. With a big red beak and in a flag and a man on the rig. I think you better call John. It don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And it's less than a mile away. I hope they
Jonesy, this is Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Powderfinger. And coming up, Mandolin Wind with Rod Stewart. This is Mandolin Wind with Rod Stewart.
La 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 la
Rod Stewart, Mandolin Wind. Jonesy here. Let's see. Perhaps I'll read a few emails to amuse myself. These do amuse me. And you can send yours to jones at wfmu.org. Keep your pecker up, mate. I'm right behind you. It's nice to see the WFMU car park show, and I'm glad to see you're still up and about. Your quest is an honorable and noble one, and I hope you pee all over the record. That's not to say the existing world record, you understand. I have absolutely no desire to see the record remain in the UK. It belongs with the greatest radio station in the world. Are you actually related to the cat out of Aliens? Keith. First thing I did was get up, get on, and pray for Jones. I hope you didn't overdo it during the regular time slot. Hang on and hang in there. Pete in L.A. Aldo's class of 82. Why is Ken on camera every time I check in? Because he's actually staying up longer than me to make sure that I don't go to sleep and to make sure that I'm happy and well-fed and watered. I called and they said the rally was open to the public, so I guess they will not throw me out. See you soon, brother, the illegal one. Dear Jonesy, congratulations in advance for what will surely be your historical entry into the Guinness Book of World Records. In all honesty, though, I have to tell you that as an ex-substance abuser who has himself stayed up for days at a time, I never thought to contact Guinness about any of my own historical sleep deprivation experiments. Besides, I don't know if they have a category for my former condition anyway. Your appearance from just last night to this morning has begun to take on that glossy look I know far too well. As far as hallucinations are concerned, I never experienced any that weren't drug-induced because of lack of sleep. What did happen, however, was time seemed to have collapsed. On the third day of having no sleep, I would mistakenly think that events had transpired the day before, or actually 2 days before. I also felt as if I were walking in a dream, just going through the physical motions without any thought process involved, like a zombie. Don't let any of this discourage you, though. I must have gone on benders like these a million times, and I'm not dead. Jones, you really are the king. I am still drinking, and we rule. I have not turned off the radio. I have you on in the yard, too, so you will have new listeners, because subliminally this will be drawn to you after hearing you for more than 73 hours. All my love, Gary Alcoholic. Keep it up, Jones. You're almost there. Lou S. from North Arlington. When I was in architecture school, we called all-nighters charrettes, and it was considered a point of pride to do at least one a week. But because I was a half-assed student, I found myself needing to cram an entire semester, a four-month project, into 1 week. So I stayed up for almost 6 days. I took a two-hour nap after day two, but no caffeine, no amphetamines, no herbs. Didn't matter. I hallucinated anyway. I'll be back. This is These Eyes by the Guess Who.
My world to an end. his heart could not accept and pretend. The heaven's on me, yeah, and I will never be free, no, no, no. You took the vow with me, yeah, you spoke it, you spoke it, man. These eyes are crying, these eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I have. Hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
The Guess Who, These Eyes, and this is Dion with King of the New York Streets.
People call me the scandalizer. The world was my appetizer. I turned gangs into fertilizer. The New York streets. I broke hearts like a window pane. For breakfast I eat nails and chains. To my king